Harper Audio presents The Land of Forgotten Girls by Erin Entrada Kelly. Performed by Lulu Lam. Chapter 1. Ghost. Sometimes I stare into the dark corner of my bedroom and see the ghost of my sister Amelia. She's 10 years old, the age she would be now if she hadn't died. But she doesn't talk like a 10-year-old. She has the eyes of a grandmother and the voice of a saint. She's raven-haired. Her skin is like cream. The perfect color skin, people always said. You sure have made a mess of things, she says. And then she disappears. After she leaves, the room is quiet except for the steady breathing of my youngest sister, Dominga, who everyone calls Ming, and the sound of the rats in the walls of Magnolia Tower, which is the name of the apartment building where we live. I've never seen a single magnolia on my street. And it's not much of a tower. Maybe the people who built it thought we wouldn't notice, so long as it had a good name. Magnolia Tower is in the town of Giverny, Louisiana. You've probably never heard of Giverny, since no one wants to come here. I sure didn't. But this is where we came to live after my mother died, and my father married Via. She married him for his papers. The ones that would take him from the Philippines to America. Everyone knew it, even him. But he didn't care. He didn't know anything about raising little girls. And Via was the first woman wearing red lipstick to walk up to him at my mother's funeral. So sorry about Mai Mai falling sick that way, said Via. But something in her voice told me she wasn't sorry at all. And I didn't like how she made it sound like getting sick was my mother's decision. They say cancer, but I say broken heart, she continued. Must have been hard for her after little Amelia died. She was such a beautiful little girl. Via looked right at me when she said it. I was standing there, grim-faced, with Ming on my hip. Now what you going to do, Juan? She said to my father. You can't go to America with two little girls all by yourself. We're going to live with Auntie Jove, I said. Maybe because I was little and didn't know any better. But I assumed it to be true. Sky is blue, the trees are green, and Mama had a sister who would take care of us. I couldn't imagine me and Ming being raised by our father. Via was right about that. But as soon as the words leaped out of my mouth, I knew I was wrong. Via's eyebrows shot up. She looked from me to my father. I didn't know Mai Mai had a sister, said Via. My father glared down at me. Was he sad or mad or both? She doesn't, he said. Yes, she does, I said. Mama told me all about her. She has a sister named Jovelin who rides elephants and goes on adventures in the Sahara Desert and travels to faraway places like India and Macedonia. She has a blonde streak in her hair from the time she was blessed by fairies. She climbs mountains and flies airplanes. She's the most beautiful woman in the room, any room, and the cleverest too. That's why no one ever sees her. She moves so fast and is so busy with adventures that she never stays in one place long. She can have any prince she wants, but she doesn't want one. She is much too busy. That's why she's even better than Cinderella or Snow White. My mother said so. My mother said.
She doesn't, my father repeated.
Behind him, a solemn crowd was slowly approaching. Ready to
sample complete. Ready to continue?